It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. This is the Wet Shaving News Podcast presented by Sharpologist. Everybody, thanks for listening to the WSN podcast. My name is Andrew. I'm your host for this show, and we are presented by Sharpologist, my good friend Mark. If you haven't checked out his YouTube channel lately, make sure you do so. Mark's got a lot of great new content up. He's recently got back into making his YouTube videos that made him very well known in the community to begin with. So check out sharpologist.com or go to YouTube and search Mantic59. You'll find his channel pretty quickly. We have lots of news today, both from the vendor community and a couple of good stories from the industry, so stick with us. It's going to be a great episode. I'm trying to keep it under 45 minutes. That's the length of the episode that I want for all of the podcasts, including the interview, so I might go a little further over that. I apologize if it does. We have a great guest, Anthony from Deluxe Shaving Company, a brand new company out of Toronto, Canada, and we have some changes to the giveaway procedure that I'll talk about after our interview with Anthony, and also after the out of the box segment. So let's go ahead and get started. In industry news this week, the traditional shaving evangelist has confirmed that Williams Mug Soap is being discontinued. After some correspondence with Comb Incorporated, it was confirmed that Williams Mug Soap is slated to be discontinued in the near future. Williams Mug Soap is known for being among the last mass-produced and widely distributed shaving soap in the industry. Williams was found on the shelves from Walgreens to Walmart all across the U.S. at an average price of about $2 a puck. Comb Inc. also produces Brill Cream, Aqua Velva, and Electric Shave. Edwin Jagger has announced a giveaway contest to win a deluxe travel kit. The travel kit includes a nice badger brush from Edwin Jagger and a cool little dot bag. The contest ends August 31st, 2015. For more information, see the link in the show notes at sharpologist.com. According to Forbes, Harry's, the online cartridge supply vendor, founded by Warby Parker co-founders Jeff Rader and Andy Katz Mayfield, has raised $75 million in an effort to combat Procter & Gamble's Gillette. The current valuation of Harry's razor company is now around $750 million U.S. Harry's differs in business model from Dollar Shave Club, in the largest online competitor, in that it produces the cartridges it sells rather than purchasing them from Asian factories. In this case, Dollar Shave Club purchases their cartridges from Dorco, an Asian razor manufacturer. But in January of last year, Harry's purchased a German blade company, Feintech, for about $100 million, to gain bigger margins on sales, as well as a greater control over their production and quality of blades. Several analysts in the industry currently recommend Harry's and Dollar Shave Club's for greater investment than Gillette. Gillette has seen profitability plummet while failing to gain traction in the online marketplace. In vendor news, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has released a new fragrance to commemorate their 1,000th user on their G Plus community. The fragrance has been inspired by the classic candy Good and Plenty, and the fragrance listing is pretty interesting, and it's a very unique list of fragrances. Reef Point Soaps will discontinue its vegan-based formulas, focusing on their tallow line. The discontinuation is due to customer feedback and will allow Reef Point Soaps to focus on the expansion of their tallow line. Razor Blades & More has announced the arrival of a new soap created through a partnership between Razor Blades & More and Katie's Bubbles. The new fragrance is called Parma and is a custom creation exclusive to Razor Blades & More. New Lava fragrances are now available from Barrister & Mann, bringing the total fragrances in the line up to four, featuring Oceana, Lemon, Lavender, and the original scent. Lava is the low-cost lanolin-free line from Barrister & Mann that has seen some pretty good reception since its debut. The soaps sell for about $10 per 4-ounce jar, or a little around half as much, I think, as a traditional barrister in Man jar. Also announced from Barrister and Man, their offices will be closed from August 2nd to August 10th for a short break. It's to be expected that during this break, shipping will not occur, although I'm sure you can place orders and they will be resuming their shipping operations after the 10th. Three new scents of Aftershave Splash are now available from Reef Point. The fragrances are titled Command Presence, Fougere Santal, and Admiralty. The Chiseled Face Groomatorium has unveiled their new pre-shave gel. Unique amongst the pre-shaves on the market, this gel is said not to clog the razor head thanks to its gel base rather than oil. The gel is currently on an introductory sale for $6.99 and is available directly from Chiseled Face. Arctic Hydra by Dr. Johns is coming to a newly unveiled aftershave tonic. The tonic sports the familiar citrusy fragrance with a blast of menthol cooling. The aftershave will begin shipping on July 22nd, and no price has yet been set. Katie's Bubbles has released a new fragrance entitled A Midnight Dreary. While the naming structure departs their traditional French language naming structure, Je parle français un petit peu, I think I can forgive them since they've gone Edgar Allan Poe here. The fragrance is available in a soap and a post-shave toner, and I can't describe it because the listing of fragrances that they have is so unique, but it does seem midnight, dreary, and kind of dark to me. The Blackland Razor Company, the Kickstarter-backed startup aiming to produce an SR71 Blackbird-inspired DE razor, has pulled its Kickstarter campaign. After gathering consumer feedback, Blackland will restart the campaign on August 1st and will offer a couple of pricing changes. Namely, the expensive wooden display boxes that were part of the original package have been dropped from the production lineup, and the overall goal is to make a razor that is aesthetically pleasing and at the same time financially viable for most consumers. If you haven't seen the Blackland razor, Nick Shaves on YouTube has a pretty good review of one of the prototype razors. I'm a big aviation fan myself. The razor looks just beautiful. It's a beautiful razor. I can't wait to see their Kickstarter come back online. August 1st is when that comes back online. So make sure if you are looking to get in on it, you are part of the Kickstarter campaign. I'm sure there will be some good deals and incentives to join the Kickstarter campaign. And now we go on to our interview with Anthony from Deluxe Shaving Company. Deluxe Shaving Company is a brand new shaving company out of Toronto. They currently make creams, and they are adding a couple of things to their lineup in the near future. Anthony was so kind to send us a jar for a giveaway and a jar for the out-of-the-box review. So stick around. Coming up next, that's that interview. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name is Andrew with a special guest, Anthony, all the way from Toronto with the Deluxe Shaving Company. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on the show today. Deluxe Shaving Company, it's a relatively new company, right?
That's correct. We launched just at the end of May this year.
Well, that's fantastic. Welcome to the scene. Welcome to the market. I'm just curious, what inspired you to launch a shaving cream company?
Well, it all happened last year. I was vacationing with my wife. We were in Manhattan, and we were walking down Rivington Street, and up ahead in front of a store, there was a bit of a commotion. There was a bunch of vintage motorcycles and a bunch of guys standing outside. So being curious, I wanted to go see what it was all about. So I stuck my head in the store, and it was a barbershop. And I convinced my wife to give me a few minutes to go in and have a haircut. And I did go in. I waited my turn. It took about 45 minutes. They were very busy. The barber called me up, sat down, gave me a really nice haircut. And then at the end of the haircut, he walked over to his counter, and he dispensed some shaving cream out of this machine, which kind of instantly made the cream and warmed it up. And he came over to me, and he put the shaving cream on my neck and on my sideburns, and went back to his counter, and he grabbed a straight razor. It was a bit nerve-wracking when I saw that, but I've never had this done before. So he walks over to me and he proceeds to shave my neck and the sides of my face, my sideburns. And it was a really nice experience. It was something that I had never had done to me before. And he cleaned me up and we paid and it was a great haircut. And we went on our way and enjoyed the rest of our vacation. But I kept thinking about that moment where he was shaving my neck. And I thought, you know, that's really, really cool. I wish I could do that myself. And the more I got thinking about it, the more I remembered that as a child growing up in my grandparents' house, I remember seeing a straight razor. So when we got back from our vacation, I paid my grandparents a visit and I went to go see if I can get my hands on this razor and if it did exist. And sure enough, it did. It was given to me. It was a vintage Puma razor. I didn't know much. I didn't know anything about these types of razors. So it was a nice razor. It had fake tortoise scales and it had some etching on the blade, which looked really nice, gold etching. And on the side of it, it said Puma High Class 91. So I wanted to get more information about this. So I went online and I figured I'd do a Google search and look for some information. And I came across a bunch of forums. And one in particular that I went on, and I started communicating with a few of the members and asking questions, and I got a bit of information from the razor. But what I noticed, which was strange to me at the time, was there was people, they were reviewing shaving soaps and razors and blades and making movies, like videos of men shaving in their bathroom. Very strange to me, bizarre. I thought, you know, these guys are nuts. But the more I looked, I became more and more intrigued, and I just got into it so much. Maybe 4 or 5 hours had passed, and it was early in the morning, and I was still on this forum. So I guess that's when I really became addicted to this. I found out a little bit about the razor. The razor, it's hard to get information on this particular type of razor because it was. There's very little data on them. From what I could find out, the factory burned down, which had all the records. But it's dated roughly to the 50s or 60s, roughly in that range.
So we have Manhattan, mm-hmm. Manhattan Barber and your grandfather to yes. kind of thank for the advent of the Deluxe Shaving Company.
Absolutely, yes.
So how did you go from the discovery of your grandfather's razor and this experience in Manhattan to deciding to form your own company?
Well, like most things I get involved with, I really get into them. And, you know, I became really interested in wet shaving and really excited about the different types of products on the market. And I thought, you know, it would be great to give this a shot, give it a try. I would love to be able to have a product of mine out on the market that I could be proud of. And essentially that's how Deluxe Shaving was born.
Now, your grandfather owned a vintage Puma that you currently have. You said you did some research on it, weren't able to find a lot of information on it, but do you ever use it to shave? And if so, what's that like?
Well, I do use it. Today I use it quite often. I use it probably 90% of the time I shave. But at first, I didn't. I was a bit nervous. It was a bit nerve-wracking to shave with a straight razor. But I do use it, and what it does, it brings back a feeling of nostalgia. It brings me back to, it gives me a vision of being back in the 50s or 60s and how simpler the times were back then. And it brings back memories. I've never seen him shave with it, but I could imagine him using it. I could imagine him in his morning routine stropping the razor and giving himself a shave and cleaning it up afterwards.
You mentioned the 50s and 60s. Your product line has a very nostalgic feel to it. In fact, for our giveaway, you were so kind. You sent me a jar of Cool Daddy-O, which I haven't heard the term Daddy-O in anything but Greece in my generation. I'm not even sure they said it there. But as I look at the packaging, as I look at the font, it's distinctly 50s, distinctly late 40s, mid 50s, very retro. What inspired you to kind of model around this time? What is it that you like about this time so much?
Well, I didn't grow up in the 50s, but my parents did, and that was their generation. And I was brought up listening to 50s music. And, for example, my father used to take me to car shows and swap meets, and all the cars there were primarily from the 50s and 60s. So I was really involved in that, seeing products from that time. And today we're so plugged in all the time. Our lives are very, very busy. And what I like about the 50s and 60s is that those times were simpler. People had more time to themselves. So with Deluxe Shaving, what we wanted to do was bring back that feeling of having time for yourself. Our products have, like you said, they do have a vintage look, and that was on purpose. That's by design. We have a vintage font, vintage color, vintage names. And what we wanted to do was give the user, the consumer, a chance to connect with the past, you know, even if it's for just a small moment during their morning shave. And our goal was to have our customer reach for a product in the morning that had a classic look. So he'd grab his Deluxe Shaving Cream. He'd pick what scent he wanted to go with, whether it be Cool Daddy O or Doo Wop. And then grab maybe a vintage razor that would be from a similar era. Grab his brush and have that shave. And that shave would be a time for him to slow down and empty your mind, focus on what you're doing. And you know, and that's what wet shaving does. It does force you to slow down. If you don't, especially if you have a straight razor, you're going to hurt yourself. So Deluxe Shaving, the goal behind the company and the name and the style was to bring you back to a simpler time, a time when you had people had a little bit more time for themselves.
Well, as I look through the product lineup on your website, I'm going through and I'm seeing Doo Wop, Cool Daddy O, Blue Moon. I have to say, the scent on Cool Daddy O is pretty phenomenal, and it does kind of make me want to slow down. I am a big fan of citrus. I live in Central Florida, so citrus is very big to me, living in this state. But with your lineup here, I just have to ask, why cream? I mean, I love the product. It's fantastic. It gives great cushion. It's super easy to load and lather. But most artisans go with a soap, and some would even say, I'm going to take a second here just to kind of tangent, I guess. Some would say that this is a very soft soap. However, as I have used the sample product that you sent me, I have noticed more and more that this does not actually react like a soap. If I dip my finger in it and I pull my finger out, I actually get peaks in the product in the jar, and I get peaks in product on my finger, which is something that I don't get with any soft soap I've ever used. So to that respect, to me, I would classify this as a cream because it is reactive and it does stick to your finger, and you do get peaks in the jar when you dip into it. But why go with a cream?
Well, oh, that's a very good question. We looked at going with either soap or cream as our first product launch, and we decided on cream because what I found testing different products out on the market was products take a bit of time to dial in, to get to know them. A lot of times you can get a soap and you can you know, lather it up and load the brush, lather it, and you may not get that perfect lather the first time, or you probably won't. It probably takes a bit of time to figure out how much water how you should use, how long you should load it. And if you don't do it properly at first, you may not get a satisfactory product, and it may leave a negative impression of the product. So our idea was, let's go with a cream. The creams, like you said, are very easy to load, very easy to lather, and it cuts down that chance of getting a bad first experience. So, you know, starting a new company is difficult, period. It's just a difficult thing to do. And one of the things we wanted to eliminate was the chances of our users having a bad experience in the beginning. So our future goal is to introduce soaps. But for now, we decided our first product launch would be creams.
Well, and as I understand it, coming up in a couple of weeks, actually, your product line will be expanding to include post-shave balms, correct?
That's correct. We will be announcing, well, we've announced it right now. We will be providing balms. They're very high-quality balms and very non-sticky balms. You're able to use them in the summertime as well, and that's something that was important to me. I usually use like alcohol-based splashes in the summertime, and talking with my soap maker, he was able to produce a balm which you could use in the summer and you could use in the winter. And we're very proud of it. We'll be announcing the name probably within a week or so, and it'll be available, if all goes well, middle of August.
Now, you mentioned aftershave splashes, alcohol-based splashes. Is there any plan in your lineup to add alcohol-based splashes?
It's a plan. We do plan to have that. It's just that would be in the distant future. It's a little bit tricky to ship alcohol across the border. So once we get a bigger user base in Canada and we have the market to distribute within Canada, then we will pursue alcohol-based splashes.
That's right. Your soap maker is actually based in the U.S., correct?
That's correct.
And do you find, from a business perspective, do you find any challenge shipping product from your soap maker in the U.S. across the line over to Canada, up to Canada?
Well, to be honest, in the beginning, I was nervous about this. I questioned whether this made any sense to have a U.S. soap maker. But we gave it a try. He assured me that we'd be willing to work with me on this. And believe it or not, it wasn't that difficult. In the beginning stages of product development, we're sending products back and forth and testing different scents. He could have a product to me within less than a week, and there wasn't really any issues with the border. It actually went quite smoothly.
Now, when somebody purchases a product off of your site, if say I'm in the U.S. and I want to have your product shipped to me in the U.S., do you offer U.S. shipping, correct?
We do offer U.S. shipping. It's we have a flat rate shipping. It's a non-track shipping, which is competitive. And then, of course, the user can upgrade the shipping if they want it tracked or a little bit faster. And so far, we've been shipping products, and they're arriving within a week, and we haven't had one issue so far.
I have to ask, just looking at the scents on your website, before I get to all the news about your website, what is your favorite scent? I'm just looking through here: Doo-Wop, Midnight Garden, Tobacco Road, Blue Moon. What's your favorite scent out of your lineup?
That's difficult to say. It's almost like asking who's my favorite child. But I would say in the summertime, I really enjoy Cool Daddy O. I love the menthol blast that it gives. And the cooling effect. And I guess second to me right now anyway would probably be Rosemary Woods. That's my second favorite.
Well, I do have to say Cool Daddy O is pretty cold. It is not for it is not a light menthol. I would put it mid to strong menthol in the cooling effect. And the bergamot orange, I've never been a big fan of bergamot, but I have to give you credit here. The bergamot really rounds out the sweetness of that orange. You get a nice bitter on top, but the base notes are really just fantastic. I'm not a perfumist, but it works so well together. So I have to say, I really enjoy Cool Daddy O. That is a fantastic product.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, on your website right now, there is currently a sale going on. Your products normally sell for $21. Right now, you have them listed as $18.59, correct?
That's correct. We're providing this promotion to get our products known, get the products out there, and give our customers a bit of a break on the pricing.
Do you have an idea of when that sale will last? How long will the listeners have to get on that sale?
That'll go through the summer.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Anthony has been so kind. He has offered us a jar of Cool Daddy-O to give away. I'll have more details on that giveaway coming up in just a few minutes because our giveaway process is changing. So if you've entered into any of our previous giveaways, this time it'll be a little bit different. I'll explain that in a few moments. Anthony, in the meantime, thank you so much for coming on the show. Can you tell our listeners where they can find your products?
You can find our products on our website, which is www.deluxeshaving.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, and our handle is @deluxeshaving.
Anthony, thank you so much for coming on with us. Great products. Congratulations on the launch. Super excited to watch your company grow I really like the 50s theming, and I really like the product. So congratulations. Awesome job. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and thank you for having me.
So like I said earlier on, Anthony was kind enough to send me a jar of Cool Daddy-O for the out-of-the-box segment. And coming out of the box, this jar is a little different than anything I've ever seen. The font on it really accentuates Anthony's drive to make this a product of yesteryear, one of the forgotten gems from the mid-50s. Taking it out of the box and looking at the jar, there's a good heft to it. It's plenty of product inside of here. You immediately know that this jar is filled to the top. And when you unscrew the lid, you actually see that it is filled all the way to the top with plenty of cream. Now, this Cool Daddy-O has a sweet but bitter scent with a blast of menthol to it. It's a great way to wake up on a hot Florida morning. If you're like me and you work outside a lot, having a menthol shaving soap and a menthol aftershave really helps keep you cool, at least for the first hour or so you're outside. And Cool Daddy-O delivers on that just superbly. The jar is a really good, nice plastic. It's a really good, nice heft. You open the jar up, you take a whiff, and you know you've immediately got a product that the artisan cares about. Looking at the product inside the jar, it immediately looks like a cream. Now, some are going to argue me on this and say that, well, it's a soft soap. And I guess technically you could go either way. It's a crope or it's a cream. But I'd say it straddles the line between cream and crope more than it straddles the line between cream and soap. Having said that, though, when I first attempted to lather the out-of-the-box sample that I was sent, I tried to lather it as though it was a cream by taking a small little pea-sized bit out of the jar and putting it into the center of my brush and going to a bowl. And that was a bit of a challenge. It took me a little bit to get any kind of usable lather from that. So the next time I used it, I loaded directly from the puck, and it didn't take long. Two or three swirls and I had proto-lather coming off the sides of the jar. I had plenty of product in the tips of the brushes, and then I just went to the face. I'm a face latherer. I prefer not to bowl lather. I think I lose product that way. It's just to each their own. Everyone has their own preference, but for me, I like to face lather. And Cool Daddy-O immediately chilled my face. It was such a fantastic experience to just the citrus scent, the bergamot, the menthol. It was so nice and such a good experience. Inside this particular soap, we have kaolin in place of where bentonite clay is used for most other shaving soaps. And I have to say, I am finding that I prefer soaps with clay. And it's a personal preference, again, to each their own. But I don't know, I've always had such a good experience with soaps that have clay in them. They seem to be slicker to me, at least for me. And I have to mention here that I didn't notice a difference between bentonite and kaolin in terms of shaving performance. I did notice this being a tallow-based soap that I got the traditional experience I expect in terms of a tallow lather. Now, vegan soaps are also fantastic. I'm not knocking on them at all, but this is a tallow-based cream. This is a cream with clay. So if you don't like clay and if you don't like tallow, this is probably not a product for you. Cushion and glide and slickness were fantastic. They were up there with any of the other great products that I've tried so far, and I was really pleased with the experience of using Deluxe Shaving Company Cool Daddy-O. The fragrance is fantastic. The slickness is phenomenal. The glide was, I didn't use a pre-shave with this, but the glide was up there. It was as if I had used a pre-shave. My pre-shave of choice is typically Prorazzo Green. I don't like oils, but I do find Prorazzo Green works wonderfully for me. I didn't use that this time. But either way, Deluxe Shaving Company Cool Daddy-O, whoever wins this jar, I think will be very happy with it. So fantastic, fantastic product. That's all I can say, is it's a really nice product. For those looking to win the Deluxe Shave & Co. Cool Daddy-O jar that we are giving away, the process has changed. So here is what you need to know. Previously, I have given away soaps by way of Twitter. meaning that you had to meet a couple of requirements on Twitter to be entered into the giveaway. I'm not doing that this time because after a lot of consideration and after some coaching and guidance from some of my friends in the community, it kind of came to my attention that I was excluding a lot of people from the giveaway because a lot of people don't have Twitter. A lot of listeners don't want to sign up to Twitter just to try and win a single jar. There's only going to be one winner, and nobody really knows how many people have entered. So I'm fixing that this episode. From now on, our giveaways will be done via a survey. To get the survey link, you must go to the show notes. They will be listed in the show notes on Sharpologist.com. And there you can find the link to go fill out the survey and send in to be entered. A couple reasons why I'm doing a survey. One of the big benefits to the artisans that Twitter offered was the ability for increased social traffic. So you would follow them, you would see them, and it really helps the artisan help build a social audience. I am about helping users and businesses connect. I want the artisans to be able to reach out to an audience and relate to them on a scale that's not accessible in words, in text. I want there to be something where you can listen to the why and the who is behind it. So that's my goal with Twitter, was to help build a social following for the artisans. Since I can't do that without excluding somebody from the giveaway process, the survey allows me to provide the artisans with data or feedback as to how people receive their products or how people have received their offerings that they have. So there is a short survey that you have to fill out. The other benefit is that now I can collect shipping information beforehand. So with Twitter, I would have to reach out to the winner and say, congratulations, you've won a free jar. You have 48 hours to get back with me. And if the winner didn't get back with me within 48 hours, I had to choose a new winner, just to be fair. That doesn't happen in this case. As soon as I choose a winner, because I have the shipping information already, I can immediately send this soap out to the winner. So that's a big plus here too. So visit the show notes, Sharpologist.com, to enter to win a jar of Deluxe Shaving Company Cool Daddy-O. It's a really fantastic product. And check out Deluxe Shaving Co.'s website and some of their other fragrances. A lot of them are really unique, and I would love to try all of them if I could. I know I can't, but I would love to try all of them. In the meantime, this episode is presented by Sharpologist.com, things your father didn't teach you about wet shaving and men's grooming in general. Mark is back with more YouTube videos. Make sure you check out YouTube, the user Mantic59. Plenty of YouTube videos that are being produced now by Mark, and a lot of them are really great, informative, and good quality videos to check out. All products for this episode, including the giveaway and the out-of-the-box products, were donated by Anthony from Deluxe Shaving Company out of Toronto, Canada. Great products, great vendor, wonderful guy. You know what they say about Canadians, they're the most polite people in the world, and I have to say, Anthony was such a pleasure to talk to. That certainly didn't change my opinion. They're certainly, Anthony at least, is such a polite and wonderful guy. You should check out his site. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at wetshavingnews@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter. Send me a message on Twitter at wetshavingnews. If you're looking for more information about any of the news presented in this podcast, visit Sharpologist.com for the show notes. Links to all of our articles from the news segments are available there. Thanks for listening. Our next episode will be on the 1st of August. Sometime between now and then, I hope to have produced a vendor spotlight with Colonel Conk, who has recently redubbed their line with a new premium feel. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the WSN podcast, presented by Sharpologist.